Off the ball rugby.
I was a halfback at high school purely because of my size. The only place they could put me in the team as we had at high school was as a halfback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
It's Football Daily Extra, bringing you news of the Republic of Ireland squad for the remaining Nations League games with Finland and England. We hear from manager Hamir Holgrimsson regarding the returns of Seamus Coleman and Shane Duffy. Plus, Ireland's women's team learned their opponents for the next Nations League campaign, and Kylian Mbappe is sensationally omitted from France's squad. Shane Duffy looks set to make his first competitive Republic of Ireland appearance in over a year. The Norwich City defender has been recalled to Hamir Holgrimsson's squad for this month's Nations League meetings with Finland and England. Duffy last played for his country in June's 2-1 friendly win over Hungary. Having missed Ireland's last three games with a foot injury sustained against England, Seamus Coleman returns to the squad as well. The skipper has been an unused substitute in each of Everton's last three games. But with Coleman's return and the inclusion of Festi Ebiseli, there's still no room for Matt Doherty, who had been confident of a return to Holgrimsson's panel. With goals in each of his last three games for Stoke, Tom Cannon returns to the squad, as does his clubmate Andrew Moran. Aberdeen's Jamie McGrath joins Robbie Brady, Andrew Omobamadeli, Jack Taylor and Chidozie Ogbeni on the list of players missing through injury, and Holgrimsson had a disappointing update on Ogbeni's absence when assessing his absentees today.
From last squad, as you see, there's a few absentees from that squad, mostly, solely because of injuries. Gio will be out for about 8-9 months, and we of course send him all his best. He just made an operation on his Achilles, and now let's see and hope that his recovery will be a successful one. Robbie with, if I remember right, an ankle injury for 8 weeks out. Probably been one of our consistent players since I came. Will be sadly missed. Same Jack Taylor, hamstring injury. Jamie McGrath has need to do some vascular operation, and then Andrew Obomadeli, has had some issues with his patella and been struggling getting game time. So a few absentees from a camp that we were quite pleased with. Instead, Callum O'Dowda comes in again. He was with us a few days in the beginning of the first camp. So nice to have him back. He's been playing really well for Cardiff. Seamus Coleman, of course, is fit and ready, and we're excited to have him back. Shane Duffy as well, it's good to have him. He's been close. We have wanted to call him, but we have a lot of good centre backs in the squad, so cannot pick them all. But it's a good time now to see him. His experience and his character is welcomed in the squad. And then the two young guys from Stoke, Tom Cannon and Andy Moran, both been playing really well. So these are the guys coming in the squad at this stage. And I've said before that this will probably be our last chance to experiment, give players chance to play. Even though we want to take steps and progress as a team, we also like to see some players getting their minutes and giving them a chance to play, because next year all matches will be official matches and important matches, so it gives us no chance next year to give or to do experiments on players.
The manager also spoke to our own Nathan Murphy.
Andrew Moran in the squad. Can you just talk about that role in the team, that sort of advanced midfield role, or maybe just playing off the striker? You've obviously tried quite a few players over the recent games in Finazaz, Will Smallbone, Troy Parrott, Jack Taylor coming off the bench. What do you want from that role and that player, whoever it is?
Well, it always depends on who you're playing. What kind of role this one is. Normally, when you play good teams, it needs to be a balancing player that can defend really well when we need to, but also be creative on the ball. So I would say we're looking for someone that can do both. But it's not always that case. Sometimes you're better in possession than out of possession, etc. But Andy is a young player who can, I would say, who has a good engine in him, good pressing, he's quick back into shape, been impressive. But we didn't want to pick him. I think we all expect him to become a national team player in the future, but we didn't select him because of the under 21. We wanted the under 21 to qualify for the for their finals. But now is the time to bring him in and see him and just evaluate him, how he is in the squad, and what he can give us. And we're just excited to have him on board now.
Matt Doherty's not in the squad. Why?
He's saying last press conference, I explained, and again I said it now, we want to explore all the players in that position. We know exactly what he can do. Him and Seamus have been kind of stuck in the starting 11 for Ireland for a long time. They've done really good for the nation. We know exactly what he can give us, so we don't need to see him or test him, and this is the last chance before the seriousness starts.
What did you make of his recent interview where he said that he feels he should be in the squad, whether he's playing or not? He felt somewhat disrespected by the fact that Omar Bamidele had been playing at right back. Have you spoken to him since that interview?
No, I haven't. And I have to be honest, I didn't read it. I just heard about it. So, but listen, all players should feel that they should be playing. They should have the confidence to feel that they should be playing. And I would be unhappy if somebody thinks they didn't deserve to play. He has a lot of experience that can help us. And like I said, now we want to test other players in these positions. I told you before the last camp that we will use these two camps to explore a bit, at least. So that's what we're doing.
Do you think he'll play for Ireland again?
I hope so.
Justin Festia-Bazele, I see he's listed amongst the forwards. I don't know whether we can read anything into that. What do you see his role within the squad and the positions he can play?
Festi is a little bit different kind of player. Again, really exciting. He can do things that just blow your mind. Speed. Last game for Watford, he played a right back in the first half and left back in the second half, and was good at both. He is really good going forward. Really good going forward, and there's not many that have his speed. So no, he can play a lot of roles. Where Kieran put him on this list, I'm not sure, but he can play a lot of roles. And for example, in the Greece game, he started as a winger, ended up as a fullback. So that's also good to have a player that you can move and tweak in game.
Finally, can I just ask you about Chidozie Ogbene and the severity of that injury? He's obviously become such an important player for Ireland over the last couple of years. To miss 8 or 9 months at this stage of his career is just such a huge setback.
Yeah, it is, and it seems to be happening more and more that players get long-term injuries. If it's because of the load, you know, I'm not sure. There's a lot of talk about the load on players. So, but you know, listen, this is something that happens. I know he is strong enough to come back mentally. It's just how physically he will react to this. So hopefully his recovery will be good.
The load you talk about, do you have to factor that into when you're selecting your team, or do you have to be selfish and think you just pick your best team for these games?
Yeah, we always like to think that we can pick our best team, but players normally come with some precautions from the clubs. So it's just the cooperation between the national team and the clubs. And if there is an issue from the clubs, we normally know that in advance, that they would advise not to play a certain player two times in 90 minutes in 3 days, like the national team. So we just it's just a cooperation to try to keep the players healthy. It's to our benefit as well that the Irish national team players are healthy.
So bringing you through that Ireland squad, the goalkeepers are Caoimhín Kelleher, Bournemouth's in-form Mark Travers and Bristol City's Max O'Leary. Listed among the defenders are Seamus Coleman, Dara O'Shea, Nathan Collins, Shane Duffy, Mark McGuinness, Liam Scales and Callum O'Dowda. In midfield, it's Josh Cullen, Jason Knight, Jason Malumbi, Fionn Azaz and Andy Moran. And the forwards then, Adam Ida, Evan Ferguson, Tom Cannon, Troy Parrott, Festia-Bazele is among the forwards and not the defenders, as you heard there from Hoggamson, Casey McAteer of Leicester, Sam Smodics and Mikey Johnston. Newcastle defender Lewis Hull and Southampton centre-back Taylor Harwood-Bellis have been called up to the England senior squad for the first time ahead of their games with Greece and Ireland. Declan Rice and Cole Palmer are also included despite recent injury problems. So Lee Carsley has gone with Dean Henderson, Jordan Pickford and Aaron Ramsdale as his keepers. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Levi Colwill, Mark Gay, Lewis Hull, Taylor Harwood-Bellis, Ezri Konsa, Rico Lewis and Kyle Walker are his defenders. Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, Conor Gallagher, Morgan Gibbs-White, Angel Gomez, Curtis Jones, Cole Palmer and Declan Rice are in midfield. And then the forwards are Anthony Gordon, Jack Grealish, Harry Kane, Nani Madueke, Bukayo Saka, Dominic Solanke and Ollie Watkins. Eileen Gleeson's women's team learned of their opponents for their next Nations League campaign today. Ireland were relegated back to League B after a trying spring and summer in the top tier. There's a veritable Aegean flavour to their group as they'll play both Greece and Turkey. Joining them in Group B2 are Slovenia. Ireland are by far the highest ranked team in the group at 24th in the world, with Turkey 58th and Greece 61st, while Slovenia currently occupy 40th spot. The final standings will determine placings for the European qualifiers phase for the 2027 World Cup in Brazil. The first match days will be in the 19th and 26th of February, then two more games in early April, finishing up in May and early June. Back to the Men's Nations League, and eyebrows were raised by Kylian Mbappe's omission from the France squad for their games this month with Israel and Italy. Manager Didier Deschamps told a press conference this afternoon that the Real Madrid forward wanted to be included in the squad, but Deschamps thought it'd be better that he be left out. Deschamps insists that it was his choice and his alone, and not a diktat from Real Madrid, nor connected to Mbappe being named in connection with the rape investigation in Stockholm, to which he pleads his innocence. Lille goalkeeper Lucas Chevalier earns a first call-up, replacing West Ham's Alphonse Areola. Finally, some club news. Championship side Coventry have sacked Mark Robbins after 7 years in charge of the club. They're 17th in the Championship after losing to Derby last night. Robbins took Coventry to the Championship playoff final in 2023, where they lost on penalties against Luton. They were also denied a place in last season's FA Cup final, also beaten on penalties by Manchester United in those semi-finals. And that's it for Football Daily Extra. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB football feeds to keep Football Daily coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll talk to you with more Football Daily tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.